This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can. And you can take control of the airwaves here tonight. It's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that is the point here at 603-283-6160. We'll go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up here in just a moment. I did mention that it was earlier, I think, in the last hour when we were doing the recorded part of the show tonight. And we are now back to being live, unless, of course, you're listening later on, in which case then we're always recorded. But if you're listening live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, then you're now hearing us live. And what I was saying was there was a situation where I received a notice from a collections agency that I owed the city of, not I, but the church, the Shirefree Church, owed the city of Keene $60 for a parking ticket. And my response, of course, was that can't be because every parking ticket that I've ever received, I've challenged in court. I've demanded my court date, and usually they drop the ticket.
Right.
Because they don't want to go to court. So
which means that anyone who's willing to walk in there and request a court date effectively has free parking within the city of Keene.
Correct. But, you know, it takes time, right? Like, if you get a ticket, you have to go down to the city building, and you have to go up to the parking window, and you have to, you know, deal with them. So a lot of people, they don't want to spend time. They don't want to have to go to court. Because you do have to also be willing to go to court as well.
True.
And it takes their time, too.
It does. And that's why they don't want to do it. They don't want to go to court because it's only a $10 ticket. And their prosecutor has other things he'd probably rather or she would rather be doing. So it's like, do you really want to
prosecuting freaking parking tickets?
Yeah.
God, I would rather be doing anything with my life other than being the person who prosecutes parking tickets.
Right. So, you know, they've learned their lesson effectively here over the years in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show from, because multiple hosts have done this. Chris Wade on Friday nights was the most successful recent parking ticket challenger. They actually did take his tickets to court. This was probably like 3 years ago now, and he won.
Nice.
Which was really interesting. Cause
how did he win?
You should watch the trial. He basically beat them on technicalities.
They wrote down the wrong street or
yeah,
something,
correct?
Yeah, they
put down, like, the wrong license plate address or the wrong street. Or there was, like, something they got wrong on the ticket. And if they were, you know, paying attention, they would have gotten it right. But they're lazy bureaucrats. And so they just dropped the ball and didn't fill it out right. They figure you're just going to pay. You know, they can get all the information wrong. As long as they leave a ticket on most people's car windshields, they'll pay it.
That's awesome because that means Chris wasted their time and didn't have to give them money.
Correct. And he also got, like, I don't know, 200,000 views on that video. I mean, it's an incredibly well-viewed video on the Free Keene YouTube channel.
Nice.
So it turns out a lot of people want to see what it's like when you actually challenge a parking ticket. Or a speeding ticket. Almost any time we get a video that's put up on the Free Keene YouTube channel, and Free Keene YouTube only has like 20,000 subscribers, so it's not like
only 20,000.
Right, but it's not like you can get 100,000 views out of 20,000 subscribers, right?
True.
So people are sharing, people are searching. So there's people who are searching for speeding ticket trial or something like that on YouTube, because if you go and you look at like these just basic level ticket things that people are challenging here in Keene. 100,000 views, 100,000 views, 200,000 views. I mean, it's people want to see this boring-ass court stuff.
But because they want to know what's possible.
Right.
You know?
Right. They've never seen anything like that before.
I see what they have to say in court to get it taken away.
Well, almost never do you actually win. I mean, if you go to court, you're likely going to lose. I mean, they've usually got the evidence against you and, you know, case closed. They put on their case and the judge rules in their favor and guilty. But that doesn't mean you actually have to pay them after all is said and done. In fact, I would recommend that you not.
I mean, especially here in New Hampshire, because isn't one day in jail like $150 or something?
Yeah, it's $150 off of any fine that they've assessed to you. We'll get to this audio here of what they said in the actual the parking department when Bonnie and I went in to find out why I was looking at the $60 collections notice from a private collections company. Like, how did this happen? I'll play that for you coming up here. But Kirby is on the line in Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first of all, you know, I look
Kirby,
at...
Kirby, do me a favor, man. Before you go on, back off your phone like, 6 inches. You're way over loud.
My bad. Is that better?
That's much better. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Our local newspaper, front page, bottom of the fold yesterday, said that black and Latino people are twice as likely to catch COVID, yet only 3% of us are willing to take the vaccine. I get up this morning and my YouTube feed was flooded with blacks and Latinos are twice as likely to catch this. And I'm 60, bruh. And I know two people who've had it. One is a nurse who works exclusively with old people.
Mm-hmm.
And one was a cousin who was 85 and already had a bad heart.
Okay. And is the nurse also black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said she got sick as a dog for about 2 weeks and then felt great.
Yeah. There's just not a whole lot of evidence in my personal life of anybody getting any serious ramifications from this particular disease.
Everyone I personally know and am associated with who has had it was sick for maybe like 24 hours with mm-hmm. a relatively mild cold, and then they felt better. But no, they had to quarantine for 2 weeks because they might kill someone's 85-year-old grandma who's probably going to die in the next year or two anyway.
Had to miss work because of that.
So, Kirby, you were just calling to share your personal experience on this.
Just wanted to share that. You know, and I saw Fauci and his crony this morning telling us we ought to wear two masks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just hearing it on the news break at the top of the hour. The CDC is apparently now recommending two masks.
Of course, because all of their followers are now beginning to wear two masks to just show how much they mm-hmm. adhere to the state religion. So the high priest had to come out and say, yes, two masks. You are the good flock. You are the good children.
Kirby, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. So just threw this video together here on... It's not even online yet. I don't know if I'm going to put it online because there's really not that much to it. But here's the audio.
All right. We're going to go to the parking department and find out why they sent this collector's notice for $50. When they know that we always challenge our tickets. So, let's see what they say. Hello there.
By the way, she's not wearing a mask.
Well, that's good. Do you think they start to shake or be shudder or be afraid when they see one of us walking in there?
No.
Oh, God, what is this?
They know what to expect.
Sharpie Church received this notice from what appears to be a collections agency, NDC Recovery Services. And it surprises me because any ticket that I get, I always challenge. So.
Hey, it looks like this. Oh, I bet you it did go to court. And what happens is, unfortunately, because I was like, we haven't had anything in a long time.
Yeah.
Could you hear that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the hardest part of the video to hear. She says, we haven't had anything in a long time. I like it that way. So that's basically the admission right there. Basically, the rest of it's just her saying she'll take care of it. And so I don't have to worry about the $60. But the statement is, we haven't had anything in a long time, meaning we haven't had to deal with you in a long time.
Yeah, she knew Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt she did. But she was basically admitting that, you know, we haven't had to take any of these tickets to court or deal with them in a long time, and that's the way we like it. We don't like it when the little people start challenging us and fighting their tickets and asserting their rights.
If you don't pay the ticket and you don't pay the fine, you're going to cost the government more money than, I don't know, than it would be taking in if everyone paid them.
So they rely on people sort of going along to get along. They rely that people are inconvenienced by their processes, that court is a pain in the butt. No one wants
to
go. No one wants to go to court. And it's a completely sensible thing for people to not want to go to court. But unfortunately, because people are so obedient, as we've seen, especially in the year 2020, they'll just do whatever it is they're told. That's what government relies on.
Sometimes nobody or people don't know that they can challenge these things, because I really didn't really know until I started listening to Free Talk Live.
That's right. Yeah, they you've got to kind of know your rights, and you have to exercise those rights. So it was kind of nice to have that validation that, oh yeah, they definitely don't want to take this to court. I mean, she didn't say that specifically.
Well, she said she likes it that way.
But that's what she meant. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight is Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria. 603-283-6160. And want to let you know that ForkFest 2021 is coming up in, I don't know, 4 months at this point. It's not going to be very, very long from now. 4.5 months.
Oh, yeah. Excellent point.
Yeah, it's coming up fast.
Something to look forward to. Finally, a vacation where I spend the entire time working.
June 28th through July 4th. Those are the dates. You're going to want to mark your calendar now for this. I'm excited about it. It's going to be year number 5 for ForkFest. And, Aria, I think you've been to all of them, right?
I've been to every ForkFest, yes.
And you guys, I hear, are planning a bigger and better rock show.
We are resuming practices this coming Sunday.
Excellent.
We have better equipment, and we're strongly considering renting out the pavilion in order to utilize that equipment.
I know Captain Kickass was saying he was putting together like a fancy remote road kit or something like that. He spent some good money on some like fancy mixers and things like that.
I mean, which was neat.
Live sound stuff.
I mean, the last show was like a proof of concept for the most part, I guess. But, if we're going to actually play shows and stuff like that and actually, like, sound good, there's significantly more equipment that is needed, even now.
Yeah, you guys are loading up and getting ready to go for that. Now, it's up to you what you make out of ForkFest. So, Aria wants to play a rock show? Cool. Somebody wants to do a poker table? Right on. That happened last year. The boys from AnyPay are going to put together an even bigger dome, from what I understand, or anything.
We're
going to
show
awesome
up 1 year, and the entire campground is just going to be a giant dome.
That'd be awesome.
And then it'll be the town of Lancaster, just a giant dome, and eventually it'll just be a Simpsons episode.
So they're doing that this year, and I'm excited about that because they always throw some great parties in the dome. So
are they doing this for ForkFest or
both? Okay. They're going to be there at both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. So you want to join us, come on out. It's June 28th through July 4th. You know there's not going to be anything to do this summer.
It's not looking like it.
They're not going to open up venues all of a sudden. There's not going to be all of a sudden a bunch of concerts.
And even if they do, I imagine the kind of people who are listening to the show aren't going to have their special little I've been vaccinated hall pass
right,
to attend these things in the first place.
To the Ticketmaster requiring a vaccine or their little health pass or whatever they call it.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm told that Rogers isn't even putting empty spaces between campsites this year.
I heard that rumor as well. It wouldn't surprise me.
Crosby's hardcore, man.
Crosby wants to make some money. He's about to die. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, he's 85 or something
like
that.
But he's in good shape, man, and he tends those grounds amazingly for someone
his
age.
He really does. He really does. I think it has a lot to do with loving what you do and not, like, feeling like you're done with your life. I think that's why somebody like him is able to be the way he is, where he's literally active every single day on that campground, and he's 85 or older. I think he was 85 2 years ago. He may be pushing 90 at this point.
He'll still be out there on that tractor and that lawnmower.
He's going to die on that tractor. That's what's going to happen. And I love the guy. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
And I appreciate the fact that he doesn't care about what the government says. He's willing to run his park the way he wants to. And that's why I think it's a perfect marriage. ForkFest, decentralized libertarian camping event at Rogers Campground. Book your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room now for June 28th through July 4th, and we will see you there. You can visit forkfest.party if you want to learn more about the event. Let's go to Anarcho-Republican calling from Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. I wanted to give you some tips on beating a ticket.
Okay.
One of the worst kind of tickets that, you know, it's all judgment is the so-called running a red light ticket. I'm not talking about somebody blows through a red light, doesn't care, is reckless. It's basically a judgment call. And you have to have if your front wheels, I believe, if they're just in the crosswalk, you're not really running the light. Well, I was going to work one morning, and I used to live in a city where lots of lights I went through, and finally this cop pulls me over, and he gives me a ticket for running a red light, and I knew I was told, Jay, you can ask him, where were my front wheels? So I said, where were my front wheels? He says, I'll tell you in court.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me. So when I get to work, I look at the ticket, and it just said Gish Street. Well, I mean, no, it just said First Street.
Mm-hmm.
So First is a huge street. And I said, well, who knows how long he was behind me. When I noticed him, it was several lights back. So that was the argument I was going to make, because I'm not sure what he's saying, what he's accusing me of. So when I get into court.
Which of these red lights that I ran is he ticketing me for?
Right. So he's saying at some point you ran a red light on First Street, which has multiple
red lights.
That's
all it said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. All it said. So when I get into court, I bring it up to the judge. And I brought up what I said. I asked him to show me where my front wheels were. He told me he'd tell me in court. So now I'm asking him, where were they? Because I don't even know which street you're talking about. I don't even know how to defend myself in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the judge, he says, well, wait a minute. I have a copy of the ticket right in front of me. It says first in Gish. And I looked at my ticket. My ticket doesn't say that.
Uh-oh.
See, when he went into, when I decided to fight this, he went back to the ticket and changed it.
That's Ooh. Not fair.
Wow, that sounds
yeah,
illegal.
So they dismissed that one. So, yeah, watch nice. Your ticket so they don't get close. Another thing is a lot of times there's these, you know, whenever you see a trap, and what I mean by a trap is you'll have three or four cops lined up in there. People are going across the street or they find some shortcut, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put up some signs, and all of a sudden you see people get pulled over, you know, one after the other. And they give them all tickets. Well, those are traps. And sometimes what happens is it's just that the signage is confusing. And one time they did that to me. They gave me a ticket. They gave everybody else a ticket for that. Then a week later, they changed the signs. Then a week later, they changed the signs again. Well, I took pictures of all the signs.
Hmm.
And when I went into court, I was told before, actually, I went into court, they said, anybody who's challenged this, it's dismissed.
Wow.
But I thought about all those people who didn't challenge it. They all paid
right.
it.
99% of people who didn't
yeah.
challenge
so,
it.
So, yeah, yeah. So, yeah,
That's
you're,
the thing.
If you got the goods on them, you
it doesn't
can win.
Even,
you can
it doesn't
them.
Even matter if you win, see? Like, I think you're great for saying
yeah.
this, and I appreciate you sharing these stories. But what matters is whether you challenge it. Because if, as you pointed out, even 10% of people challenged these tickets, you know, it doesn't have to be everybody. It doesn't have to be a majority. If it were just 10%, 5%. Of people who challenged these tickets, speeding tickets, red light tickets, you know, whatever BS fundraising tickets we're talking about here, they'd have to drop them left and right. They don't have the prosecutors. They don't have the court time.
Well, you're talking about overwhelming the system.
That's exactly
Choking
what I'm talking
beast.
About. Yeah.
Choking
it would
beast.
Be easy to do with just 10%
with 10%. Yeah, you wouldn't need a whole
yeah.
lot of people, just people.
Well, they count on compliance, like you were
That's
saying,
right.
with everything.
Yeah, and here's the other trick. But oh, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Here's the other trick. And I don't know what the rules are in Montana. As you mentioned, Aria, here in New Hampshire, it's $150 a day credit towards any kind of fine that you get. You can just sit it off in jail. And
which isn't good because that's a taxpayer expense,
yeah.
but you didn't ask to be there.
You don't have to do this, though, because the trick is, as long as you're willing to, they have no real control over you, because usually people are so afraid of jail that they will do anything they can to avoid it. So as long as you're willing to go to jail.
Yeah, but jail for 3 or 4 days is nothing.
I agree with you. But here's what happens. If you get sentenced, if you're found guilty of red light camera or whatever, and we don't have those here in New Hampshire, but if you're found guilty of speeding, and it's a big speeding ticket, like $100+, you're going to have to spend a whole day in jail for this. As long as you say, I'm willing to go to jail, the judge will not, the judge will do everything they can besides like dancing a jig in front of the court to stop this.
So
they'll
what
say,
would they do? But like, would you rather do, can you do community service instead?
Do.
And I'll say, no. Because
no, they'll say, no. And then I've seen somebody do that. And then the judge will say, well, I'm going to give you a month to think about it. And then they'll
Well, you could just give me a day in jail to get
but
it over with.
They don't want to see, they don't want to show that happening. They don't want to have someone going to jail over a speeding ticket. So they'll bend over backwards to let you do community service.
They're going to have to take me to jail over something stupid.
More coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Dear FTL, we've got chemtrail down here in West Virginia.
Be nice.
You've never seen them? Contrails disappear relatively quickly compared to the chemtrail.
If anybody is listening that wants to fight the chemtrails, there's things called
what are you gonna fight them? Wait a minute.
Called Cloudbusters?
Wadbusters? I gotta give UFO hoaxers more credit. At least they go out and build a little saucer and they tie it to a
cardboard saucer.
I'd love to see a semi legitimate website reporting anything on this particular issue.
I don't think you're going to get that.
I just asked semi-legitimate.
You want a doctor to say it? There's months of
Oh, there's
a doctor.
Doctors, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you're an expert or smart, or it doesn't even mean you're a doctor.
Okay,
go on my website later on tonight, and I'll be Dr. Manwich, okay?
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Head impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, said the evidence they presented would make it clear that the former president incited the violence that day.
The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander. The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced new sanctions on the military regime in Myanmar after the military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists and that they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the U.S., with more measures to come. Protests against the military regime continued for a fifth straight day Wednesday, as the generals have declared a year-long state of emergency, citing accusations of fraud in elections last November. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria. So we were talking about challenging things in court. And Bonnie, you were saying you didn't even know you could challenge.
Yeah, tickets. I got a parking ticket last year in, well, maybe the beginning of 2020. And it upset me so bad because it was $70 in San Antonio.
God.
Because I was parked, like, I tried to just park really quickly and go deliver an Uber Eats order because this lady didn't want to leave her stupid office building in the middle of San Antonio. So I saw, like, a place I thought I could park there really fast and tried to quickly go deliver it.
Not fast enough.
Well, I was, like, a little bit into the, like, my front tires were on the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, a $70 parking ticket.
You know, it's one of those things that growing up I had always heard, you know, always challenge your tickets and they'll just drop it. But it's all rumor and hearsay, but actually seeing it happen, you're like, okay, yeah, all of those people are right. Just challenge it and it will probably get dropped.
I never even heard that. I just immediately called my dad and I was like, I haven't even made $70 today doing Uber. And
damn.
I got a $70 ticket and he just paid for me. But my dad is very, like, they're just doing their job. He's
just
by harassing people who are trying to do their jobs.
Yeah. Yep.
Their job is to threaten peaceful people. And this is the typical viewpoint, Bonnie, that your dad has. It's the typical viewpoint that we were confronted with a myriad of times doing what we called Robin Hooding here in downtown Keene, where most of a decade ago, there were many news headlines made by the libertarian activists here in Keene for saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene.
Including a special on the Colbert Report.
That's right.
That was very humorous.
It was so funny.
If you have a sense of humor,
correct.
It's very funny.
Yeah, if you have no sense of humor, and then you will think that we are ruining the libertarian movement, which is what people actually said about what we did there. But the people who were in the city and the people who supported the city of Keene would say things like what your dad says. Oh, well, they're just doing their job, and you're harassing and threatening and intimidating our poor parking officers. Which was total BS, straight up lies. We weren't doing anything to threaten or intimidate these people. And
of course not, but neither were the people at the coast recently who did their First Amendment check and upset a bunch of bureaucrats. You know, they don't like mm-hmm. anyone challenging them or putting them on camera.
No.
That was how you were harassing and intimidating her. Suddenly she had to face public accountability and she didn't know what to do and made her uncomfortable.
They don't like that. Right.
So tyrants don't.
They call it harassment, but the reality is it's not harassment because part of their job description, this was revealed in the court case because the city of Keene sued us.
And lost.
And ultimately lost at the Supreme Court of New Hampshire. But they sued us. They wanted damages. They, demanded X, Y, and Z and that we stop doing this, etc. And we stood up for ourselves. And thanks to attorney John Meyer, who helped us with this. And by the way, the video, the full trial videos are up on the Free Keene YouTube channel. So if you want to see this, you can. But it's right there in the job description of the parking enforcer. And that is that you must be willing to endure verbal diarrhea, basically, right? Like, people are going to say mean and nasty things to you in your job as parking enforcer. That is part of your job to be able to endure that.
Well, yes, they're meter maids. Yeah. They're like the lowest of the law enforcement categories.
That's right.
No one respects them.
And people, well, you'd be surprised how many people actually like these meter
they
maids.
They may respect the state and the whole idea of this person is just doing their job, mm-hmm. but when they get a ticket, they have no
like
respect
that.
For that person.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like you are just someone who walks around here writing people tickets because they didn't get out here 4 minutes soon enough. You're scum. Yeah.
Your job is to ruin people's day. That's what you do. You threaten people. You threaten peaceful people. There was one time where a single mom was trying to go to the library, and Graham Coulson, who was one of the Robin Hooders at the time, was on the scene when this was happening. The city called a tow truck on her and towed her car as this woman was inside the library. This lady's a single mom. You know, she's trying to get to work. She's trying to take her kids to the library, that kind of thing. And they just don't care. They have no humanity for their fellow man. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, remember the drunk guy who needed some water and they just kept letting him puke out into the street? It's like, no, he's probably fine. If he needs water, he'll ask for water.
Protect and serve.
Where was this?
It was at that nightcap where the police pulled over the guy for not turning on his headlights. And for like 20 minutes, the passenger of the vehicle is so drunk that he pukes like 4 times over the course of this time. It's like, this dude's going to die if he doesn't get some water in him. And the cops are like, oh, he'll be fine. If he needs water, he'll ask for water. Yeah, dude, he's
bummed.
He's dying in the street over here. Please get him some water.
Yeah.
It's absurd, but they don't care.
No. So the point is, challenge these tickets, whether it's a red light ticket that's issued automated by, you know, whatever company is doing red light tickets where you live, because we thankfully don't have that in New Hampshire, but a lot of places have that stuff, or whether it's a speeding ticket or whatever. You challenge these things, they're even less likely to take them to court now, because it's harder than hell to even get into a court if you want to get into court.
Good point.
They're not even having court cases. We had a guy show up on the front porch here the other day, an old friend of the show, Bud. He was in jail on some totally, like, trumped-up charges that were brought against him by his own mother. And they were allegations of, like, sexual molestation of his own stepchild or something like that. Totally not untrue. But they arrested him, right. And they put him in jail, and he couldn't bail out. So he sat there for 10 months.
Jesus!
Due to COVID.
Quote-unquote, due to COVID, they didn't schedule him a trial at that point. They hadn't yet scheduled his trial. He wanted to go to trial, because he was innocent.
And I'm assuming at this point he hadn't even been in front of a judge to request a speedy trial.
I don't think so. You'd have to put a motion in for that. You don't have to be in front of a judge. But regardless, they hadn't scheduled a trial yet due to COVID, and they told him, hey, look, we'll give you a plea deal, simple assault. You can take a plea to simple assault, which is a misdemeanor, so not that it won't be like a sex crime on your record. It'll just look like you hit a child.
Even though he's innocent.
Even though he's innocent. Or you can sit in jail until we feel like scheduling the trial due to COVID.
That's so unconstitutional.
He took the plea.
I mean, in that situation, how can you not? They're not even offering you a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
They're not saying, oh, look, you can do 15 to 20 years, or you can take this plea deal and get out today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at least then you go, okay, 15 to 20 years, I'm not taking your plea deal. I'm going to take my chances in court. But to say, you might get a court date one day?
Yeah.
I mean, the precedent for this was set with Guantanamo Bay, when we're like, oh, well, one day there's going to be a time when American citizens aren't getting trials. We're at that time
now.
We're
at that now. Mm-hmm.
Just like, this is why I argued that, hey, these people at Guantanamo should be getting trials, and all the Republicans and Democrats are like, no, they're terrorists, and this will never happen to American citizens, and now we're literally in that position.
Yeah, not only that, but you're also in a position where there's no access, at least here in New Hampshire, I can't speak for the other 49 states, but there's no access to the government anymore.
No, they're hiding in their homes.
They're hiding in their homes, and they're having Zoom conferences, and so, sorry, you don't have access to the internet? Well, you are completely disenfranchised from all government meetings.
It's basically secret Zoom meetings, too, because, like, Calvin didn't even know that the town hall was open, so how would he even know to go look at the poster to see what...
register to vote or whatever, yeah.
Well, that's where the Zoom... RSVP email or whatever was posted, but like he didn't even know that the building was open.
And even if you do know, if you're not on their little email list, they're not letting
you're
you
out
in.
Of the loop. Yeah.
That's why they prefer Zoom over Jitsi. That was the reason that they wouldn't let us use better, superior software, because they couldn't control it like that.
Yeah,
one of us would have been in control, and they couldn't have had that.
Oh, no.
Because things could have gone so much differently if the actual chair of the Keene Republican Committee had been allowed to lead the actual Keene Republican Committee meeting.
But the state house itself, to take it out of Keene, the state house itself is closed. They're having hearings, supposedly.
Aren't they doing this in their car with, like, radios
they
or something?
They did a car meeting with the state reps, and now they're actually having public, quote-unquote, public meetings for the 800 or so bills that they filed this year. They're having public hearings, but only over Zoom. So you can't physically go into the meetings like you used to. And it's just, again, you don't have the internet.
There's no legal basis for this.
You're out. You have no participation in the supposedly what is your government. It's ridiculous.
And this is in a state where we have an overwhelming number of representatives, so you would think that it would actually be a little bit more accountable than in some places, but of course not.
603-283-6160 allows you to join us here. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And so don't forget to check out our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a Matrix chat server there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at chat.freetalklive.com. That's actually the instructions page. It'll take you to a website that'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to actually get on the Matrix server. You do need to follow them carefully. It's not a simple, it's a simple process, but some people might find it difficult. But it seems like it's working. There's a lot of people in there, and they're there 24 hours a day. You joined it within the last few weeks.
I did.
You've been having fun, I think.
I ignore it most of the time, but that's because, you know, all they want to do is complain about me or you.
Well, I mean, they complain about all kinds of things.
Yeah. Except Mark. They love Mark.
They don't like each other, usually. But it's fun to watch sometimes, so check it out over at chat.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're talking about fighting tickets, standing up for yourself in court and demanding your day in court, even for something as simple as a parking ticket, something most people just dismiss and cut a check for and call it a day. We say, you know what, just paying these thugs enables them. It encourages them. And so if they knew that people were less likely to pay and more likely to challenge and then ultimately refuse to pay on top of that, like if you get found guilty, just keep refusing to pay them. And then what are they going to do? Well, in New Hampshire, they'll throw you in jail, but first, they'd rather have you do community service. And we've actually got a nice setup here now to where if you get, so for instance, Joe from Breaking the Flaw, you mentioned him earlier, Bonnie, he got arrested for or got charged with something in some New Hampshire town, and nobody informed him that the Shire Free Church can certify community service hours.
Oh.
So we can actually give him community service hours for doing First Amendment audits. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, I love New Hampshire.
Yeah, we can do that here.
Is doing First Amendment audits what got him in trouble?
I think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that led to the ticket. I don't remember exactly what the ticket was for, but you know, as long as you're serving the community by the determination of the Shire Free Church, and we have a nonprofit that's registered with the state of New Hampshire, you have to have one of those. Otherwise, you can't certify anything. But we've got that, and we've had one. We've had that for almost a decade at this point, and we have certified other people's community service, so it's not like it's something we haven't done before. So these are some of the benefits of getting together with like-minded, freedom-loving activists, where you can
if I accepted community service instead of going to jail, I could, in theory, just give Bitcoin 101 presentations or something like that.
Yeah, I would absolutely certify that. Yep.
God, New Hampshire is great, man. People need to get here.
Yeah, they really do. If you love liberty, at least. If you don't love liberty, then just stay right where you are. Meanwhile, we go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, challenging tickets. Like, top this one until somebody calls in. I'm going to claim the record. So I flew by this manned speed van in Albuquerque one day years ago, mm-hmm. and I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw the strobe, the flash go off. And so I slammed on my brakes and stopped like 100, 200 yards in front of the van and walked back and made the cop stare at me walking towards him for that 100, 200 yards it took me to walk back to him. And I walked back there and to make sure that I could ID his face and get his name and number off of his chest and the number on the speed van so I had positive ID, got back in my truck and drove immediately to City Hall to the mayor's office and sat down with an interview with the mayor's assistant and had every single ticket that speed van had ridden all day long dismissed, which was plus or minus of 1,000.
How the hell did you get every ticket dismissed?
Because I immediately recognized it as an unlawful application of the speed van. It was an unlawful positioning, and I called them on it, and the mayor's office researched it, agreed with me, and dismissed every single ticket that van had sent out or caught all day long.
That's awesome.
Well, what was he doing that was unlawful?
But he placed his van, and he knew, and the look on his face made it clear that he knew exactly what the hell he was doing. He placed it on a freeway off ramp, and it was a downhill off ramp, and the speed limit on the freeway was 55, mm-hmm. but the flow of traffic was going 70, mm-hmm. and no cop was slowing it down. And the speed on the exit ramp was 45 on the downhill,
right.
And the speed limit sign was placed almost immediately after you mm-hmm. hit that exit. It was impossible to go from 70 to 45 mm-hmm. before that sign on the downhill, and that cop knew it, and I knew it, and I called him on it, and they eliminated, it was like 1,000 tickets.
Wow. How do you know for sure they did that?
Because I said, after this interview, you are going to be following up with me, mayor's assistant. I want to know exactly what was done regarding my report to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's a pretty big claim. I mean, that's if you really did save 1,000 people from speeding tickets.
I'm shocked that they would be so bold as to do that. I thought it was just...
Are you?
Yeah. I mean,
why?
Cops are shady, but that's it is... physically impossible to be going the speed limit on the interstate.
That's part of the scam. I mean, the odds that they're going to encounter a David are like, zero and almost impossible. The odds that somebody like him is going to come along and actually stand up for everybody, almost never will something like that happen. 99% of the time, they're going to get all but one person is going to pay those tickets.
Funny?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to agree that most people wouldn't even know that they could do what David did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of it.
I wouldn't have gone to the mayor's office, but I would have fought the ticket because
me too.
Driving 70 down the interstate, even if the speed limit is 55, if you slow down to go 55, you're going to get someone killed. You're disrupting the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
The funny thing is, I was already on my way to the mayor's office to complain about something else.
Nice. So it was convenient. You weren't going out of your way. In that case.
No, it was very convenient, yeah.
What happens in New Mexico if you don't pay, if you get found guilty for speeding or some other ticketable offense? What happens if you don't pay it?
I'm sure you get a warrant.
Really? So they'll just, okay, but like here in New Hampshire, they'll throw you in jail for $150 a day off the fine. What do they do there?
If you don't pay, you mean if you don't pay and you don't go to court, what do they do?
No, no. If you go to court, you get found guilty, and then refuse to pay the fine.
I'm sure that's a warrant as well.
But for what? What's the charge?
I'm sorry, if you go to court and you refuse to pay...
You get found guilty. You go to court, you try to fight the speeding ticket, you lose. Because you're going to lose most of the time. And they say, David, this is a $100 speeding ticket that you can pay at the window. And you're like, I'm not going to pay you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a warrant.
For what?
Contempt of court.
Contempt. You got sentenced and you failed to comply by your sentencing.
Hmm.
No, because the sentencing is always this amount, this number of fines or this number of days in jail.
No, it's that way in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's that way in other states. Whenever I've asked someone this question outside of New Hampshire, they do not have the answer. They don't know.
Well, just from what I do know, having not had that exact scenario, but having had a whole bunch of other scenarios really close to that, mm-hmm. I can't imagine that in the state of New Mexico that that's not a warrant.
Okay. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. In theory, a warrant wouldn't be necessary.
Well, you're standing right there.
Yeah, they don't have to find you. You're just like, I'm not going to pay this. I'd rather go to jail instead.
What are you going
to
do?
And I imagine in most places that would infuriate the judge so much that he's going to slap you with like 90 days in jail or something like that.
I mean, is that contempt of court to say that you won't pay the fine?
Instead, try saying, I can't pay this fine, perhaps.
Yeah.
I can't pay this fine, and I'm not going to take on the financial burden of attempting to, maybe? In which case, they offer you community service instead, and you'd have to have some other excuse for why you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to learn of that, because here in New Hampshire, it used to be $50 a day, and then the ACLU actually got a bill passed that tripled the amount from $50 a day to $150 a day.
Man, in Mississippi, it's like $25 a day.
Really?
Yeah. So even for a speeding ticket or something like that, you're looking at almost a week in jail.
All right, so check out Aria DeMezzo. You're going to post that video on your YouTube channel of what happened tonight when we started the show out, and your website, ariademezzo.com.
Yeah, but that's just a forward. You'd have to go to youtube.ariademezzo.com.
And that's where you'll see your YouTube channel, and you can follow her on Twitch, right?
Twitch.ariademezzo.com. The video was live streamed to Twitch, so if you want to watch it right now, you don't want any editing done, you can just go watch it there.
Nice.
What was it you said you were going to title the video?
Satanic tranny anarchist lecture wearing a leash lectures old Republicans on their bad behavior or something like that. Because that's exactly what happened.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us between now and then online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out our social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other listeners of the show and whoever else shows up. We're still waiting for Trump to show up and sign up for social.freetalklive.com. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow. The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.